Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
Welcome to Open Line. I am DJ Riptide, a.k.a. Seaman Fisher. Today, unfortunately, we do not have CMC just yet, but we do have Alex from The Neck. So how are you doing? How's your weekend been?
Hey, man. How's it going? Good. It was a good weekend. Good festivities, all that good around. I know you and I were just talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal the thunder from the next guest, but it was a pretty great weekend that they put on this weekend. What do you think?
I really enjoyed it. Got to see some fireworks. I always love the fireworks, and they had a wonderful band come out and perform, so that was nice to see as well. But yeah, anyway, what do you guys got going on over at The Next?
All right, let's get right into it. So Barge did just come in, so you know, again, it feels like I talk about that almost every other 2 weeks, right? So 88%, not the 90s that we've been averaging the last couple of weeks. So one of the biggest cuts, we were on a phone call this morning, was Cookies and Crackers. So we're back at it again with that. So what they did give us was the ability to do kind of an emergency pool. So hopefully we can get that stuff on. It was a late arrival, so from one of our vendors, so wasn't able to make the cutoff date to load onto the barge. So what the team's working on right now is doing an emergency pull, getting that pull hopefully for the next 2 weeks, because usually when we do put an order in, it does take several weeks for it to process and all that good stuff. However, partnering with our vendor, they said that we'd be able to do that emergency pull and hopefully get some cookies and crackers. We look pretty decent out on the sales floor, but this is just kind of backup orders just to make sure that we maintain some inventory integrity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, speaking of all that stuff, I want to give a shout out to the entire community. Thank you for coming out this weekend as well. I know we were a little busy with the extra foot traffic that we had in the store, so got nothing but good positive feedback from the team. Lines were a little bit long, but you know, if anyone can get through it, definitely my team. So big shout out to the entire team that worked this weekend, especially with the additional traffic that we had here on the installation. So talked about this last couple of weeks. Now it's really a hard push. So we just talked about inventory integrity.
Yeah.
It's that time of year, man. Inventory time. So I will hopefully by today we'll be pushing it out on the Facebook. We'll be getting with a PAO on this. However, today starts the campaign for the next couple weeks. And by a couple weeks, you know, inventory is just around the corner for us. So next week, we definitely will see some lighter shelves with the barge coming in this week. We'll try to load up as best as we can. We will start officially doing accounting on the 19th. However, what's going to impact you as the community? So definitely write these dates down, and I'll talk about them this week. I'll talk about them next week. We have signs going up already as well. And like I said, we'll get a push out to on Facebook as well. So starting the 21st, that's a Monday, the main store, dive center, and laundry will be closed down for the entire day.
Okay.
And that's to basically execute our annual inventory. It's the one of 2 days that we are closed every year. That being said, you will have options. So all the other locations, so all the mini marts will be open. TK, if you have access to Camp America, Camp Justice, the Leeward side, and also Marine Hill, those locations will all be opening to serve the community on the 21st, except for, again, the main store, laundry / uniforms, and also dive center will be closed that Monday. Then we'll follow up with the other impact that's going to impact everybody will be that Wednesday, which is the 23rd. At 1200, we will secure Leeward. So anyone who's working on the Leeward side, please note that at 12 o'clock, both the terminal store and the mini mart will be closed for business and will not reopen until that following Thursday, which is the 24th. And then at 2000, that evening on the 23rd, Marine Hill will close operations so we can do inventory over there as well. That being said, that is our 24-hour location. It's pretty crucial that we have to close between those times, and then we'll reopen at midnight on the 24th. So again, it'll be a short window, a four-hour window that Marine Hill will be closed, and then we'll try to get us back open after the inventory is conducted on that 23rd. So those are pretty much the major dates that will impact everybody else. All the other locations that we're doing inventory, we're doing that after the locations close for operation. So if you're wondering when is TK's inventory going to happen once Camp America's, when Autoport Furniture, all those locations will do their inventory after we close operation and we'll reopen the following day. So again, the big push is at 21st, the main store will be closed. And then on the 23rd, Leeward will be secured at 1200, and then Marine Hill will be secured at 2000. So it's that one time of year, folks. We definitely ask everyone for their patience. We will start seeing some stickers going up in all the locations. We ask the community just to, you know, it's kind of a turquoise blue. I'm going to get in an argument with my operations manager over this because we were talking about what color it is. So that being said, you'll see all these barcodes on the shelves. We ask the community to please do not remove those. Those are crucial to our inventory process. Again, it's a lot of hard work. We pretty much do it pretty much the entire month. We started doing a lot of prep work already, receiving equipment, all that good stuff. So again, we've been here before, community. Appreciate everyone's patience on that. Again, 21st, location will be secured, main store, laundry, and dive. And then 23rd, Leeward will be secured at 1200, and Marine Hill will be secured at 20, and then reopen at midnight. So that way everyone can have at least somewhere to shop. So that will Wednesday night will probably be the only time that we'll have that stop in patronage and stop in openage with the location not being open. So again, yeah, it's a small four-hour window. But Penny, anything else, man? That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll definitely make sure to share that around with you guys when you guys coordinate with the PAO. We'll make sure to share that on our end, so just that everybody can get those dates for when you guys will be closed. But awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, man.
All right, we are back, Guantanamo Bay, and it is time for This Week in Naval History. On July 8, 1853, Commodore Matthew C. Perry, in command of a squadron consisting of the sidewheel steamers Mississippi and Susquehanna and the sloops Plymouth and Saratoga, enter Edo Bay to establish formal relations between the United States and Japan. Cautious of the West, the Japanese nevertheless accept a formal letter from President Millard Fillmore. July 9, 1863, long subjected to heavy bombardment by Union naval forces, Port Hudson, Louisiana, surrenders, thus removing the final barrier to the Union control of the Mississippi River. July 10, 1945, the carriers of Task Force 38 under Vice Admiral John S. McCain launch airstrikes against Japanese airfields around Tokyo. On July 11, 1797, the frigate United States is placed in commission at Philadelphia under the command of John Barry. That is all for naval history. Don't worry, soon we will have another talk guest come in to continue the open line joy. All right, Gitmo, we are back, and we have our very special guest from the firehouse. How have you been?
Wonderful. Been wonderful. It's nice and cool a bit outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been enjoying that.
Let's see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what do you guys got going on at the firehouse?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to talk about a few summer safety tips, activity tips, but also, just want to remind folks that the fire warden class is coming up this Thursday, ooh, the 10th of July. It's going to be at Buckley Hall Auditorium. So it's at 9 o'clock, fire warden classes. So let's go. Let's have those recert. If you're in a 1 year and trying to recert, please reach out to us. New fire wardens show up at Buckley Hall Auditorium at 9 a.m. And also we have fire watch class also. That's at same venue, 11 a.m. All right, I will need persons to show up. I mean, if you're going to show up for the fire watch class, please email your name so I can add it to the roster beforehand, because sometimes persons don't write that legibly, so it's hard to put the names on the cards.
Yeah.
You know, but summer safety tips, activity safety. So never swim near a boat, marina, or a boat launching ramp. So basically out by the marina, it's not a swimming zone, it's a no swim zone. Right, so we don't want to be doing that. Always use Coast Guard approved life safety jackets. I mean, nothing is wrong with a life safety vest. Sometimes they look cool.
Yeah.
Right? Adults need to be near children when they're in the water. please monitor, you know, keep an eye out on those kids when they're at the pool or even outdoor in the open air, open water. Keep pool and deck clear, floats, balls, toys after you get out of the pool. Basically, just keep that pool deck clear. So even at the Windjammer pool, I know they do a great job of doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have your items that you carry with you, please keep them out of reach, out of the, you know, safety. Keep it safe so persons can walk around freely without any trip hazards. All right, always swim with a buddy. If you go out there to swim, right, please make sure, open water, bring someone with you, have someone, let someone know that you're out there and swim with a buddy, all right? And always wear, we have a lot of bikers on Gitmo, wear your helmets, right? Use bright colored clothes when cycling so people can see you. Put on reflectors on your bike or the little flashy strobe lights I see people using. But make sure you have reflectors on so we can see you, all right? And ride with both hands on the handlebars, ride in single file with traffic, not riding out in the middle of the road, oncoming traffic. I've seen that so many times, right?
None of those crazy tricks either, you know?
Yeah, none of those crazy tricks, right? And stop, but listen, the road call, the rules apply to everyone, okay? So you want to stop at every stop sign and obey the traffic rules. Cool. To add to that, the Fire Department Association, we were supposed to have a sale the other day. It didn't happen. However, those new t-shirts that we have, those brand new kicks, those new design, they're available at the Fire Department Station 1 for sale. So just go up there, talk with Miss Raylene, and she'll have them out for you. We have some nice dry fit shirts, okay, and also some nice soft cotton combination, a different little mix to the t-shirts that we sell. Also, the Fire Department Ball is coming. It's going to be October 4th. Okay, tickets will be on sale soon. So, ladies, get your dresses. You know it's the ball you can't miss. You don't want to miss, right? So, make sure you get your dresses. Gentlemen, get your suits, whatever you wear. Make sure it's formal attire. And it's going to be October 4th at the Windjammer Ballroom. All right, Mrs. to this, one of the best ball on island, I'm just saying. We party, we have fun, safely.
I was about to say, put it in your calendars. It's going to be a blast.
Definitely.
Well, if that's all you have to share?
Yes, actually, yes. Just a reminder, Fire Warden, Fire Watch, Thursday the 10th.
Sounds good. Well, okay. Thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Sun on my skin, so this is love. I know it is. I know it sounds super cliche, but you make me feel some type of way.
This is falling, falling in love.
I got a lot on my mind, got some more on my plate. My baby got me looking forward to the end of the day. What you say? You and me, just forget about the past, throw it in the trash. What you say? You and me, live the life we never had, like I'm never going back. Feel like sun on my skin, this is love. I know it is. I know it sounds super cliche, but you make me feel some type of way.
This is falling, falling in love.
I know it sounds super cliche, but you make me feel some type of way.
This is falling, falling in love. Yeah, this is falling, falling.
Broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day. I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Folks, it looks like that's pretty much going to be it for today. Just some last few things to remind or put out. Just as a reminder, what Alex said, the Mainnex Laundry and Dive Locker will all be closed on the 21st, and the Leeward Side and Marine Hill will be closing on the 23rd and reopening on the 24th. The Mainnex Laundry and Dive Locker will be reopening on the 22nd. So just keep an eye out on the main Naval Station Guantanamo Bay Facebook page for the exact times for all of those. And then, of course, every weekend, I know we had a long weekend, and I'm sure a bunch of people used Safe Ride Gitmo, but just a reminder, we do have Safe Ride Gitmo for Fridays and Saturdays. They will be working on Friday and Saturday, both days, from 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. Anyone can call 904-601-7426. Once again, 904-601-7426. And you can receive a free ride home. They're basically saying, you know, don't risk your life or your career and use Safe Ride Gitmo, or use the Gitmo's Safe Ride program. But other than that, that looks like it will be all. So, you know, just stay tuned to listen to some good music.